Yesterday's announcement that a new company has agreed to take over the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County and keep it running was cheered in central New York for the jobs and tax revenue it will keep in the region. But as Karen DeWitt reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's part of his goal for 50% of the state's power to come from renewable energy by 2030.
The governor announced that Exelon has agreed to take over the Fitzpatrick nuclear plant and keep it going for at least another 12 years.
And keep this plant operating and keep it producing nuclear power for years and years to come.
Exelon already runs the adjacent Nine Mile Point nuclear power plant in Oswego and the Ginna nuclear plant near Rochester. Fitzpatrick, which was built in 1975 by the Niagara Mohawk Power Company, might have closed without government intervention. Entergy, the plant's current owner, said in 2015 that it was too costly to operate. But Governor Cuomo wants to keep it running while the state transitions to more renewable fuels. His Public Service Commission recently approved $8 billion in government subsidies to help keep the state's nuclear plants open.
Saving these plants is part of our clean energy plan. And nuclear plays a very important role in our clean energy plan. If you lose the nuclear component, then it would make you much more reliant on other sources. And you'd be in a position where you would be vulnerable from those other sources.
Cuomo and his aides say if the nuclear plant shut down before the state has developed adequate wind and solar sources to meet their 50% goal by 2030, then New York would have to rely more heavily on natural gas, which would also raise carbon emissions. That would make it difficult to meet another goal of reducing carbon pollution by 40% by 2030. Cuomo says nuclear power is carbon-free. Not everyone, though, thinks it's a good idea to continue to rely on nuclear power. Jessica Agelet is with Alliance for a Green Economy. She says nuclear power is not clean and it's not safe. She says there are dangers of leaks of radioactive material used to create the power, as well as the potential meltdown of a reactor. She says the public should not be subsidizing the cost of continuing the plants, even as a temporary bridge towards renewable energy.
There's nothing about these nuclear subsidies that help New York build the solar panels and windmills and do the energy efficiency retrofits that are necessary to get New York to a clean energy system. All this does is divert resources away from those actually clean technologies. So we say that the only bridge to a clean energy future is by actually building clean energy.
Agelet points to a report by the New York Independent System Operator, which runs the power grid. It said the state could have adequate power supply in the future, even if Fitzpatrick and other nuclear and coal plants were shut down. Cuomo does want to close another nuclear power plant near his home in Westchester County. He says the Indian Point nuclear plant along the Hudson River is too close to New York City and surrounding areas where millions of people live to be safe. The governor has called media attention to several malfunctions at Indian Point. In March, when hundreds of faulty bolts were discovered, he said the plant should not be relicensed. But Agelet says the governor was silent when the Fitzpatrick plant recently was shut down and spilled oil into Lake Ontario, though the State Department of Environmental Conservation did send personnel.
We really do wish that we were getting equal protection and equal concern about the nuclear risks that we face in upstate New York.
Cuomo's Public Service Commission still needs to approve the sale of the Fitzpatrick plant to Exelon, but that's expected to go smoothly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.